This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Forgive me for a moment because I'm going to ask you a rather obvious question. How do you get your news? We can make a few modest assumptions since you're hearing my voice right now, but do you also read a local newspaper? If not, you're hardly alone. The changing news landscape has been a struggle for many local papers. The Associated Press points to a study that finds some 1,800 newspapers have shut down in just the past 15 years alone. Many of those were community weeklies. Bad news for the newspaper industry, for sure, but according to a study co-authored by Texas A&M professor Joanna Dunaway, it may also be bad news for our democracy. The research, which appears in the Journal of Communication, suggests newspaper closures polarize voting behavior. Professor Dunaway, thanks for taking some time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Sure, happy to be here.
So you put some numbers to all this talk about increasing political polarization. Tell us what you found when it comes to split-ticket voting. Maybe we need to explain what split-ticket voting is for those who might be unfamiliar.
Sure. Well, first of all, split-ticket voting is when people don't just vote the party line. And for years and years and years, we've seen high rates of split-ticket voting as people voting in lower-level races would cross over to the other party based on good behavior or performance for their House reps, for example, or senators. And so we found that in communities where local newspapers had died, rates of split-ticket voting actually declined. We looked at matched communities, which is basically we matched samples of communities on all the other observable characteristics. Mm-hmm. So we can compare across communities that look exactly the same in every other way, except for the loss of a newspaper, so that we can be reasonably confident that's what's actually causing the effect.
Now that's my question. Is it that the local newspaper's disappearance caused the effect of split-ticket voting, or was it, for example, some other cause which might have led to the demise of the local newspaper? For example, people getting their news from Facebook. How do you isolate that kind of thing?
Well, we actually argue that what happens is when the newspaper, local newspaper, goes away, people are making, they're increasingly likely to make those other selections for news. So we argue that probably a lot of people default to national sources of media, but Facebook is another option that's just as likely. And in both cases, when they are no longer getting that sort of localized special news that's addressing the local geographic community, what are they hearing about? They're hearing about politics through the lens of the two national parties, which is typically conflictual, partisan, and polarizing.
One of the things that would make me more convinced of this causal connection would be if the people who are no longer voting split ticket were, in fact, we know, readers of local newspapers. But local newspapers have been in a long, slow decline, even, you know, predating Facebook or the rise of cable TV, no?
That's true. And that's one reason these studies are so difficult to conduct. And we were pretty careful with our choice of design because we think it gives us the best chance of actually isolating the effect. But I take your point. And one of the things that might be happening, too, is that, you know, neighbors and friends and networks talk about these things. And so once you lose the local newspaper, even the local television news is no longer picking up cues from the local paper. And so no one is around with a lot of ready information about the local community. And so there's just less sort of informal information as well as formal information. So we don't think it requires those communities to have been packed full of newspaper readers for this effect to happen.
One might imagine that without a local paper, you would have a local citizenry perhaps less interested in local elections. I mean, are you seeing that sort of effect as well as the end of or the disappearance of split ticket voting?
Yes. And in fact, other research has already demonstrated that, which is one reason we were interested in conducting this study. But we have several studies documenting that exact effect that you mentioned. Lower levels of engagement with the local community, a lack of ability to hold local representatives accountable. And as a result, we see them behaving sort of badly in their representative roles. So they aren't as responsive in communities where there's no longer a local media source with kind of in-depth coverage of actual politics and governance.
I don't expect I should be able to ask you what the fix is, and you have a ready answer. This is something that the entire industry has been struggling with for some time. But I wonder, what does this suggest about increasing partisanship in the United States? How do you remedy that?
I would say the immediate short-term thing is that we need to try to supplement or prop up our local media outlets, whether it's supporting our public radio stations, whether it's trying to re-engage with local newspapers, even their online versions. Some small bits of good news that other research has uncovered is that, you know, larger communities can absorb these changes better than smaller or mid-sized communities. And we should also try to support and seek out local online sources.
Joanna Dunaway is an associate professor in the Department of Communication at Texas A&M. We'll link to the research at texasstandard.org. Professor Dunaway, thanks again.
Thank you.